Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. All right, let's visit again with our old friend Dave Nanigay. He's been visiting and traveling through Mercer County, of course, the site founder of Illinois High School Glory Days. You can find it at IllinoisHSGloryDays.com, IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. All right, I did not know this. Dave Nanigay, every time I go on your site, Don Nelson, Hall of Fame NBA coach, of course, had a great NBA career, and then both coaching and playing, played at the University of Iowa. I knew he was a Rock Island Rock, but what in the world? He grew up in Cable, Illinois. You're kidding me.
Yeah, and if you go right to his Wikipedia page on Facebook, it shows that he grew up on a farm, actually, near Cable. And I had thought that he had attended Cable Grammar School, but it doesn't actually say that. It says he attended a one-room rural school where there were six students in the whole school back in, you know, in the late 40s, where he, which was near the little hamlet there of Cable.
Yeah. Now, do you know the backstory of how he got to Rock Island? And I'm mad, why didn't he wind up at one of the high schools in Mercer County? Gosh darn it.
Yeah, no, I just saw that he was born, I believe, in Michigan, and made his way. His family, I think, his grandfather or something had a farm near Cable, and his family moved there, unless you know something different.
Yeah. So, but apparently he would have learned that maybe his first opportunities maybe to play basketball or learn the game, hopefully, were in Cable, Illinois somewhere.
Yeah, you would hope. I'm thinking that he may have even moved to Rock Island before even sixth grade. But the cool thing about that I love about stories like Don Nelson is his first basketball hoop was a bicycle rim where the spokes were taken out, and he nailed it to the side of a barn. And that's where he got his first enjoyment out of shooting baskets and got his start, which I think is a great story.
Yeah. Now, the other awesome part of Cable, and I didn't realize this, and again, you can see this on the Illinois HS Glory Days .com website, or you can go to Facebook. Dave has a page there. Just type in Illinois High School Glory Days in the Facebook search box, and you can go there. So you had Don Nelson grew up in Cable at a young age, and then you have two Major League Baseball players that were from Cable too, including one of them who I think has a great nickname and had a pretty good career too.
Absolutely. They called him Baby Doll Jacobson. His name is William Jacobson, born in 1890, and played baseball for 11 seasons in the major leagues, and played for some pretty good teams, mostly with the St. Louis Browns, but also did some time with the Tigers and Red Sox and the Indians and the Athletics. And he actually had a 7-year period where he was probably one of the top 5 or 6 players in the league back in the 1920s. So, I agree with you too on the nickname, like Baby Doll Jacobson. I'd love to know how he got that, but he had a great career.
And there's one other major leaguer from Cable, is that right?
Yeah, Luke Nelson played in a few games, I think one season, 9 games. I had a 3-0 record as a pitcher. I was thinking about him later. I thought, well, maybe if he'd have just had a cool nickname, he'd have hung around a little bit longer. You know, like Babyface Nelson or something. But he had a great career too. He also played with the Yankees in 1919, and I wonder too if he played. You know, who else played with the Yankees in 1919?
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a little segment on him soon. Is Papa Bear George Halas?
Yeah.
So So just really pretty dang cool that a tiny town like that in the middle, really, and I don't want to say in the middle of nowhere, but it is situated uniquely in the country, and they have two players that played Major League Baseball, and one guy who grew up very close to there go on to be a NBA Hall of Famer is pretty neat.
Hey, and that, I'll take it. Middle of nowhere. That's good to me. We'll take that. I like that vibe because when you talk about middle of nowhere, there are some great stories like this that you're able to find and promote. And I was thinking about it, you know, as you're talking about, you know, these Major League Baseball players and then Don Nelson Hall of Famer. I know the backstory with John Bid McPhee, who grew up in Keysburg, long storied Major League Baseball career for the Cincinnati Reds, is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So
okay.
You have that story in the west end of the county. Then you go to Cable in Mercer County, on the eastern edge of Mercer County, and you get that story. So I noticed we had you on maybe a month ago, and you did a lot of stuff on the eastern edge of Mercer County. I you swung through Aledo now, and then I think you took a left at the courthouse intersection as you're traveling westerly and went down to Henderson County, or no, maybe even swung all the way through Illinois Route 17, then got on the Keysburg Oquaka Blacktop and went down through Henderson County too. So you've been really picking up some steam visiting this part of the state, which we like to call God's country, in the middle of nowhere.
And I would agree with you. It's really a neat area. If I told you on the phone that Aledo is really a neat town, if you haven't been there, you should take a trip. It's got a really cool downtown area, very classic. It's bigger than small town, but I mean, unless you're from a big town, you know what I mean? Yeah. But really a neat place to visit. And all those little towns are cool places to visit. Seton, I went to Little York recently and Yorkwood, and made it down to Stronghurst, and of course, Gladstone, Oquaka. That area is really, really neat. Talked to a gentleman who played football at Media Weaver High School back in 1950, and he was a great, great guy. I just happened to see him outside at Stronghurst and just asked him a question. We ended up talking for 30 minutes. So really a neat area to visit, and has a lot of great, great history, not only with high schools but with the towns themselves.
Yeah, and when you speak of Media, you're talking about the town of Media in Henderson County, right?
Yeah,
man, crazy.
Yeah, Weaver High School, yeah.
So again,
they made it all the way to 1970-something with a town of 150 people, but it's pretty cool story. And he had told me in 1959 he had 29 kids in the whole high school, yet they had a six-man football team, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know that you can find all this information, again, alphabetical order, IllinoisHSGloryDays.com, IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. Always love to get Dave on, and I wanted to feature a Cable because that popped up on the Facebook page here within the last couple of weeks. Dave, always great to visit, and I know we'll be talking to you down the road soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, again, Dave Nandengay, Illinois High School Glory Days, with us on WRMJ.